It was the perfect opportunity to name and shame those who had contributed to Islamophobia being at its most dangerous global and national level in recent history. Satire was the main tool of the ceremony, but there was more.
Ultimately, it's there to highlight really the kind of ridiculousness of Islamophobia. On the one hand, we're having a laugh at that, but on the other hand, we want to raise awareness about actually how devastating that is. You know, when it's removed from you, you can see something stupid and laugh at it, but when it's actually having a serious impact on people's lives, then you actually have to take it seriously as well. So we've got a combined message today. On the one hand, let's be strong and, you know, have a laugh at our tormentors, but at the same time, let's help those people who are properly and deeply affected by this phenomenon.
It's not going to replace all the academic work that is being done, all the campaigning is being done, all the research that is being done, which needs to continue, but it's very important because it brings it home, showing the Muslim community involved in all different levels in actually challenging this barbaric sort of concept of demonization and creation of hate against Muslims.
2017 has been a challenging time to be British and Muslim. From the terror attacks in Manchester, London Bridge, Westminster and Finsbury Park, the overwhelming narrative has been one of fear and a lack of safety. The Islamophobia Awards 2017, well, they're hoping through serious, biting satire to highlight the activities of those who, through their actions, well, they've made the world a more unsafe space for Muslims everywhere. As Donald Trump took home the Islamophobe of the Year award, Aung San Suu Kyi triumphed in the international category, with Fox News winning in the media category amid stiff competition. With Islamophobic attacks spiking in Britain over the past year, there were real victims.
To be Muslim in Britain right now is to be on edge. We have to, my daughters, we are constantly in call, worried about where they are, don't go to certain places at certain hours. I don't like to use the word, you know, it's a victim mentality, but we are being victimized. And that's not being properly addressed, but we, you know, we'll fight back with satire.
The organizers have promised to keep Islamophobes in their sights, so all those bigots who missed out this year, well, there's always the next year. Amina Taylor, Press TV, London.